8883, Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. James Thompson Callender. The handwriting of Mr. Callender has been verified. I have seen Mr. Callender write. He once took the debates in the House of Assembly for me. The book and manuscript sheets were compared and found to correspond. Meriwether Jones. I had never read the book until after the presentment was made, except for a few passages, and perhaps about 33 pages. Not a word of it was printed at my office, though I sold some of the copies for the benefit of Mr. Callender. I only possessed one copy, which I found where Mr. Callender generally kept his papers. Whenever I sold any of the books, Mr. Callender received the money. I kept a memorandum of the money received so that I might know how much I owed him. I could not positively say whether Mr. Callender was the author of the book or not. He had never told me he was, though I have my opinion and belief on the subject. I had published proposals to print the book, and afterward I had them for sale, but do not recollect whether I published that I had them for sale for the benefit of Mr. Callender, though the fact was so. The strongest proof I had of Mr. Callender being the author was a conversation with him regarding that part of the book where, speaking of Washington and Adams, it used the term poltroons. Mr. Callender said he alluded to some who had received appointments from them, and not to themselves. Thomas Nicholson. Mr. Callender called at my house to engage me to publish a part of the book. I could not do it then. He called on me the next day, accompanied by Mr. Meriwether Jones, for whom I was then engaged to print. Mr. Jones told me that I might suspend his work, which I was then engaged in, to do Mr. Callender's. I printed 7 pages of the book. Mr. Callender paid me for it. John Dixon. I printed the greatest part of the book, about 120 pages, at the request of Mr. Lyon. Mr. Callender corrected the proof sheets. James Lyon. I did not know that Mr. Callender was the author of the book, but I knew him to be the publisher of it, jointly with myself. Probably, but I do not recall certainly, I had furnished Mr. Rind with the copy of the book. Mr. Callender corrected the sheets from the press. I never saw Mr. Callender writing, but I supposed from having seen the manuscript and some writing which was said to be written by him, that he wrote it. Samuel Pleasance. I had sold copies of this book. The books were sent to me from the bookbinder for Mr. Callender. I received both the money and the subscription papers for him and paid him the money received. I sold perhaps 100 copies. Mr. Nelson pointed out to the jury the passages in The Prospect Before Us corresponding with the charges in the indictment. Mr. Hay. I conceive that this book cannot be adduced in evidence in support of the charges stated in the indictment. Perhaps,